A radio.com sports station.
Thanks, Joe. And that segment was brought to you by Canon. And right now, be the sixth caller to the sports contest line, 312-591-6700, and win a pair of tickets to see Rascal Flatts on May 18th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. The sixth caller, 312-591-6700, and the sports contest line, a pair of tickets for Rascal Flatts.
The Score welcomes in spring training baseball.
That ball is gone. Three-run homer, Javier Baez.
Live reports from Bruce Levine at both the Cubs and Sox training camps in Arizona. Our first Cubs spring training game hits the air Saturday at 1:55 versus the Brewers. Time to talk baseball, Chicago, on Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
It's the President's Day appliance sale at JCPenney. Get up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals, like an LG front load washer and dryer. Save up to $800 when you buy the pair. Plus, get 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Get in, save big. JCPenney.
Offers valid 27 through 227. Select models, some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brushed nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
It's the ultimate sleep number event on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Now ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds during our ultimate Sleep Number event. Only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey, you with the rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200 square foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down payment on a fixed rate loan, my human realized a new home was within reach. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender. NMLSR ID 399801.
Nothing heats up a winter day like McDonald's six-piece chicken McNuggets. Crispy and golden. They're the perfect snack to spice up the winter for only $2. And now, there's a new choice for chicken. McDonald's $2 Jalapeno McChicken. It's the fiery limited-time item here to heat up the winter. Get each for only $2 today. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Skydiving. This is amazing.
Yeah, but you know what else is amazing? An iPhone 6S for just $49 at Metro.
Really?
Imagine streaming all the way down with that amazing camera.
I'm switching.
That's smart. You know what else is smart? Parachutes.
Woo! Switch to Metro and get an amazing iPhone 6S for only $49. Metro by T-Mobile. Phone offer requires port in of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs. Is there a way that you think your game can be optimized?
Yeah, my preference is just to be out there helping the team. Be out there, be in the lineup as much as I possibly can, and help the team in any way possible. That's what I've been trying to do since I came up a couple years ago, and I'm going to continue to do that. Just get me in the lineup and let me help.
How much time off do you take? Did you, like, put the bats down for a couple of weeks and just get away from everything, or are you like Bryant, where you're just you wake up and you get in the cage and you stay in the cage all day?
It was pretty quick for me this year. I think with the early exit, kind of we had a month more off season than we knew what to do with. So I took a couple weeks right after the season just to get my body back to status quo, and then really I jumped back in the cage and jumped back to working out pretty quick.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wherever you go, however you go, for energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits your pocket, fits your backpack, fits your on-the-go life, whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, up to $1,800 off. Fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 35% off appliance special buys, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost valid through February 27th.
See Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That you did hear that correctly. A lot of people think they might not have heard that right. Jim Boeheim, the Syracuse basketball coach, did hit a person. Apparently there was some sort of a accident or something. There was a guy walking on the interstate, or was out of his car on the interstate, and he was struck by Jim Boeheim and did die. According to all the stories, Jim Boeheim is cooperating with authorities. Yeah, very tragic story. Syracuse.com, yeah. The Post Standard reports that it was after the game on Interstate 690 around midnight.
Right.
A man in his 30s had been in a car with 4 other people, and their vehicle crashed for unknown reasons. There were icy conditions. And then at some point, as he was passing by, he was struck and killed by Boeheim's vehicle, and that he's cooperating with the investigation. No other details are known. I think a lot of people will, you know, at that time of night, those conditions, you'll wonder a lot of things, but until we just don't know more right now. They ended the game with Louisville at the Carrier Dome around 9 p.m. So this was several hours after that.
So it's after 9 p.m., then he's got his media obligations and stuff, so... This is 2 hours after he'd be done with his...
Two hours after that. Okay. So,
yeah, no idea what any of it means, but he is cooperating with authorities.
So yeah, but it is one of those things where you hear and you see online that, oh, my gosh. And you think about everybody's been in these situations where you're coming home from somewhere, you see somebody on the side of the road, and you want to take extra caution, and they just, it kind of, it's up on you right away and in bad conditions.
And Darren Rovell, a great follow on Twitter, Darren Rovell tweeting out 6 minutes ago, Nike stock down about 1% in first 10 minutes of trading. That is an on-paper loss of $1.12 billion in its market cap.
cap. So that it was Nike shoes that that Zion Williamson was wearing.
Remember when you asked a question about LeBron in the NBA?
Yes.
And like who's next and how many guys right. fit into a category that could make a create a swing in the market like this?
Yes.
In sports, not just
sure.
professional, all sports. How many guys could you count? Can you count them on one hand? That would something would happen to them on national television, and then the next day the stock market falls,
would react to it
affected in yeah. that way.
So Zion Williamson blows out of a Nike shoe, and injures his knee again, presumably according to Coach K, a mild sprain. We don't know the severity of it. We'll learn more of that moving forward. But he came right out of the shoe. I mean,
he came right out of it.
The whole side of the shoe ripped, and it was. And you saw President Obama standing behind Coach K, pointing and saying,
"The shoe broke.
The shoe broke.
The shoe broke."
So it did. His foot. It was like honestly, it was. I mean, imagine if Bruce Banner were to turn into the Hulk in front of you.
Right.
He would blow out of his shoe. That's kind of how it went.
And you know, we had Will Perdue on, and I thought that he had to offer some really. Insightful stuff about Zion Williamson, and he's great. He did, though, compare it to what went to – he thought of Manu Ginobili with the Spurs when that happened to him. I'm pretty certain that the morning after Manu Ginobili blew out his shoe, there was no change in the stock market.
That's fair enough.
There was no change in the stock price of whatever shoe that Ginobili was wearing. That underscores the type of celebrity power that this young kid has.
I just looked up earlier, just for snorts and giggles, what kind of shoe he wears, and it said that he prefers the Kyrie number 4. So if you want to boycott
Stay away?
No, I don't know what it means.
Stay away from Kyrie number 4?
I just saw that online. I don't know.
That's what he's wearing?
I thought it was the Paul George.
Maybe he's on the Paul George now, but this was... I don't know what year it was, but that's what
I saw one of the stories that said it was the shoe that was made for Paul George.
Oh, it was his actual shoe.
I don't know if it was an actual shoe.
He purloined a pair of Paul George's.
It would make more sense to be a Kyrie shoe. You'd think a Dookie would be wearing a Duke product.
It just said that since going to Dookie,